Besides this barley, there were, as above, 20 or 30 stalks of rice, which I preserved with the same care and for the same use, or to the same purpose, to make me bread, or rather food. For I found ways to cook it without baking, though I did that also after some time. But to return to my journal. I worked excessive hard these 3 or 4 months to get my wall done. On the 14th of April I closed it up, contriving to go into it not by a door, but over the wall by a ladder, that there might be no sign on the outside of my habitation. April 16th. I finished the ladder, so I went up the ladder to the top and then pulled it up after me and let it down in the inside. This was a complete enclosure to me, for within I had room enough, and nothing could come at me from without unless it could first mount my wall. The very next day after this wall was finished, I had almost had all my labour overthrown at once, and myself killed. The case was thus. As I was busy in the inside, behind my tent, just at the entrance into my cave, I was terribly frighted by a most dreadful, surprising thing indeed. For all on a sudden, I found the earth come crumbling down from the roof of my cave, and from the edge of the hill over my head, and two of the posts I had set up in the cave cracked in a frightful manner. I was heartily scared, but thought nothing of what was really the cause, only thinking that the top of my cave was fallen in, as some of it had done before, and for fear I should be buried in it I ran forward to my ladder, and not thinking myself safe there neither, I got over my wall for fear of the pieces of the hill which I expected might roll down upon me. I had no sooner stepped to ground than I plainly saw it was a terrible earthquake. For the ground I shook on shook 3 times at about 8 minutes' distance, with 3 such shocks as would have overturned the strongest building that could be supposed to have stood on the earth. And a great piece of the top of a rock, which stood about 1/2 mile from me next the sea, fell down with such a terrible noise as I never heard in all my life. I perceived also the very sea was put into violent motion by it, and I believe the shocks were stronger under the water than on the island. I was so much amazed with the thing itself, having never felt the like, nor discoursed with any one that had, that I was like one dead or stupefied. And the motion of the earth made my stomach sick, like one that was tossed at sea. But the noise of the falling of the rock awakened me, as it were, and rousing me from the stupefied condition I was in, filled me with horror. And I thought of nothing then but the hill falling upon my tent and all my household goods, and burying all at once. And this sunk my very soul within me a second time.